WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 44 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Now that Bryan School District officials have released documents and recordings that led to the departure of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace, is the school board considering any further action? That was asked of school board president Mark McCall on our show.
Any ideas to what that costs the district? Are you looking to maybe recapture some of those costs?
At this point in time, I can honestly say we're ready to move on beyond Tommy Wallace and the legacy.
McCall and board member David Stasny, who Wallace used profanity to describe the board's longest-serving member, voted against Wallace's voluntary separation agreement a year and a half ago. Online at WTAW.com are two recordings and the document from senior staff accusing Wallace of violating the Texas State Board for Educator Certification and BISD's Employee Standards of Professional Conduct. The College Station City Council was asked at their last meeting to end the restriction of specific dog breeds by apartment complexes. Abigail Fields, who identified herself with the organization Free the Breeds, also wanted to end discrimination against aggressive breeds.
Pit bulls, German shepherds, Dobermans, Rottweilers, and even Huskies.
Field says their group learned out of 85 apartment complexes in College Station, only 3 have no breed restrictions.
So in follow-up interviews with these places, We talked to them, and they said they have very high renewal rates because of their lack of breed restrictions, but they also do maintain a very strict leash policy just to ensure the safety of the people that are living there.
There was no response from the council due to state law, which does not allow comment on items not on the agenda. Bryan homeowners not presently in a neighborhood conservation district now have less restrictive requirements to pursue those protections. City council members approved changes at last week's meeting with little discussion. One public speaker, Colleen Batchelor, thanked the council for extending the period that petition signatures can be collected from 6 to 9 months.
The extension of time to submit petitions, I believe, is a fair compromise given the notarial requirement. The notarial requirement has been quite burdensome, especially when you have different committees, several people going in many different directions. It's not one notary going all around.
The Neighborhood Conservation District status in Bryan was also expanded to any Historic Preservation District and to the South College Neighborhood Conservation District. For the second consecutive regular meeting of the Bryan City Council, State Fire Marshal Chris Keneally was on hand for a presentation. At this week's meeting, it was to announce the Bryan Fire Department is the 16th in the state to have a best practices designation.
There's 12 areas that they're evaluated on, from certainly the operational aspects, special operations, EMS, the administrative task, training, all those different divisions of a fire department. Is you have these performance measures that need to be met. Well, the Bryan Fire Department met all those performance measures.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor thanked his staff as well as other city departments for assisting in the third-party independent inspection. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 44 degrees. You can call or text us anytime at 979-695-1620. That text line is powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
If you are married, could you find your wife in a room full of women? I'm confident that you could. I'm also confident that you could give a detailed description of your wife that would enable others to find her. In the same way, Christ knows his bride or his church. When he comes again, he will have no trouble finding his church among the thousands of churches in the world. The question is, how do we find Christ's church today? The answer is simple. We find her by following the detailed description that Christ has given of her in his word. One of the identifying marks that Christ has given of his church is the weekly observance of the Lord's Supper. Acts 20 and verse 7. Any church that does not partake of the Lord's Supper on the first day of every week cannot be the bride or the church of Christ. They don't match the description. This Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station, Texas.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Good morning. It's right at 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure has control of our weather. Beautiful day shaping up. A little cool this morning, but bright sunshine will lead to a high of 75 to 80 later this afternoon. We're clear tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Sunny, breezy, warmer tomorrow. High somewhere between 80 and 85. It'll turn partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Wednesday, partial sun with the risk of a shower. Highs on Wednesday, around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10, and Zach made reference to this earlier.
Where is that private pile?
Sir, jelly donut, sir.
A jelly donut?
Sir, yes, sir.
How did it get here?
Sir, I took it from the mess hall, sir.
Is chow allowed in the barracks, private pile?
Sir, no, sir.
Are you allowed to eat jelly donuts, private pile?
Sir, no, sir.
And why not, private pile?
Sir, because I'm too heavy, sir.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, private pile.
Sir, yes, sir.
R. Lee Ermey. We found some clean stuff we could have.
Yeah, just that one little clip.
Not a lot of audio that you could use for him.
Nope.
Now, the story that they told was that he was actually supposed to be one of those consultants in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
And I guess he just kept telling them the guy was doing it so wrong, whoever the gunnery sergeant, Sergeant Hartman, was doing such a poor job that he could do a better job. And they went, okay. So he did. And he, you know, I guess he became a star pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was 74. He did the... was it a Geico commercial that he did where he played a therapist?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I don't know if it was Geico or not. I think it was some insurance company.
Yeah, not that long ago. No. Did, I don't know what they if they said how he passed. I mean, he wasn't that old.
74.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, these days,
that's right.
That's not that old.
Yep. Don't
says pneumonia.
Any... Okay.
At least
Google
does.
They call that the old man's friend. So
yeah.
We'll see.
But anyways, of course, Vincent D'Onofrio in that movie, little Full Metal Jacket info,
mm-hmm.
put on 70 pounds.
Yeah.
For that
that
role.
He was pretty pudged out.
Yeah, that broke Robert De Niro's 60-pound weight gain for Raging Bull.
Yep. He also played in Men in Black, you know. He played the bad guy alien
wearing
insect.
Somebody else's skin. Yeah,
insect alien thing.
He's a bad guy in when Marvel came out with Daredevil, he played the Kingpin.
Yeah,
and then
Oz was, is that right? Was he not Oz? What was the one that was made on like a modern version of the Wizard of Oz?
Oh, I don't know.
He played the wizard in that.
Was it the Wiz? Was it?
No, wasn't the Wiz.
I think it was something like Oz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Oz was another show. Which was different.
Yeah, that was about a prison.
That's right. So the Pandora's box of Facebook has been opened, and now there's no going back. Can't get that genie back in the bottle. Definitely destroying their reputation, Facebook is, according to a new survey. 56% of people say they trust Facebook least of any tech company.
Mm. Really? I don't trust any of them.
Okay, the next closest is Google at 5%. Okay, number one is Facebook at 56%. Number two is Google at 5%. Now, you know, that's just wrong because it's not that different.
No.
It's not.
No.
It is not that different. There's a whole bunch of, look, you Google something and you go beyond the first click to decide you're looking for tennis shoes or something.
Yep.
Go ahead and check those ads from now on. Okay.
I was on Instagram the other day and I recorded a short video. And in the video, I spoke about a specific brand of shoes.
Okay.
And in my promotional emails from Nordstrom the next day, was those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep, yep.
So it was.
They're always
it was
watching.
Pretty bizarre.
And that has nothing to do with Facebook.
No,
that has nothing
oh, yeah,
to do with Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to do with Facebook. But this was Instagram and Google, because you know Gmail is
right?
is what I use, and so it was definitely some kind of connection there.
I wonder how often that happens. We don't even realize it.
Right.
You know?
It was just strange. I realized it because I was like, that's weird. They've never, you know, sent me with ads about, mm-hmm. you know, those sandals before, mm-hmm. and I don't even own them. And I talked about that. It was just really crazy. Also, Emerald City was the name
Thank
of that
you.
Show.
Thank
you, Area Man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I knew he watched it. I tried it. I went, yeah, this is the kind of weird thing he'd like.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But anyhow, the deal is, so they have really hurt their reputation, but we as a people are so addicted that we can't quit. Survey found that 9% of U.S. Americans say they have deleted their Facebook accounts since all this information came out about Cambridge Analytica. 17% have deleted Facebook off their phone but have not gotten rid of their account. And a full third say they're keeping their account, but they plan on using it less than before. And again, as we've discussed, you can't just take Facebook out of your world if that's part of your world.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too many kinds of contacts that you have with people that are so random or so that don't happen so often that it's a way that other people have learned to be in touch with you. And if you close that account down, they don't know how to get in touch with you.
Well,
God, they'd have to write you a letter.
Right. And we had two people who just texted in, Facebook owns Instagram. So maybe
oh,
it is Facebook.
Well, there. Never
yeah.
mind. It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Way to go, Chelsea.
Yep. You know.
Mark Zuckerberg is getting in more
escape.
Ways than one.
I'm not on it, and
so,
I still can't escape
So technically,
escape
if you say you're not doing Facebook anymore, aren't you still doing Facebook, Chelsea?
No, I'm doing Instagram, which happens to be owned by Facebook. Mm, I'm not on Facebook,
aren't they
Zach.
The same?
No, they're not
no,
the same.
No, they're just owned by the same company. It's 816. CBS is renewed.
Is Pepsi and Diet Pepsi the same?
Yeah, but they're
no.
owned by the same company. Yeah.
Well, they're both trash.
CBS is renewed NCIS for another season. I guess Mark Harmon needed another bazillion dollars.
Yeah.
By the way, no word on how much he's getting paid.
I wonder if they're going to add another character.
Yeah, sure they will. But
because Abby's gone.
Abby is gone. Well, actually, another female is leaving there, too. They got
oh,
two
really?
Females.
The blonde?
Leaving. Yeah, well, I don't know what it
I don't know
is.
Either.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, show currently in its 15th season. Again, you understand that when you get through about five seasons, you've got enough that you can go into syndication, which means with 15 seasons, it'll be there forever. Mark Harmon's great-grandchildren will be getting mailbox money off of this, okay?
What's his name in that show?
Jethro.
Jethro.
Jethro something.
Jethro Leroy Banks.
No, that's it. Okay.
Good Lord.
Yeah. I think
that's right.
It doesn't matter. It's a franchise that has just worked.
Gibbs.
17. Yeah, Gibbs. That's right. 17 million viewers weekly. It's one of the top five most watched
yep.
shows. So there you
go. I think I've seen maybe like one or two episodes.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my wife likes it.
My
we
mom
watch
likes it,
it yeah,
too. So it's all, we always got the reruns on.
Yeah, it's there. Now, the other ones I'm not so sure about, but anyway.
I guess I
yeah.
get confused between that and CSI.
Oh, no, it's much different.
Yeah, CSI. Is CSI even on anymore?
I don't know.
I don't
think so.
CSI Miami was amazing.
A&E Networks have renewed Leah Remini's docuseries,
Ooh,
Scientology
yeah.
and the Aftermath. Mm-hmm. Third season now. Also gave her a first look development pack, which means if she has something else that she would like to do, she'll come to them
okay.
and they'll have a look at it and go up or down on it
if
she has some of the content other than. And that's the deal. This is a documentary kind of thing, I would say. Maybe it's the purest form of documentary. I've watched one or two episodes. But if she has something else she wants to do besides Scientology, they'll look at that.
Gotcha.
A&E, Lifetime, and History are all part of those networks.
Did you ever check out that documentary on Netflix I was telling you about, Scott?
I haven't
done
that.
Wild Country?
I haven't done that yet.
That's pretty crazy, too.
On my list of things to do. Yeah. Fairly soon.
He was too busy watching women's bowling.
That's yeah. exactly right. Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt may be coming back in Mad About You.
Oh.
TV Line says the show doesn't have a network attachment yet, but Sony Pictures says they're ready to bring it up there and do it if they.
Interesting.
Great
they
theme song,
there.
By the way.
Mad About You?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Never saw the show.
Oh, really?
I saw a couple episodes, I think.
Milos Forman has passed away. He won a pair of Oscars for directing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Amadeus. He was 86 years old. He was born in Czechoslovakia, left the country during the communist crackdown, came here and directed a lot of things, as a matter of fact. He directed the musical version of Hair and Man on the Moon, which is when Jim Carrey played Andy Kaufman. He did that. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, class of 2018, inducted on Saturday night in Cleveland. It was Bon Jovi, The Cars, Dire Straits, Moody Blues, Nina Simone, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and Variety says The Killers kicked things off with a Tom Petty tribute. So
very cool.
They did that. Last night was the 53rd Annual Academy of Country Music Awards. That's not the real thing. The real thing is the CMAs, which is the Country Music Association.
Right.
And this is the ACM, which is the same letters but in different order.
Yeah.
And means a little bit different. But it's okay. I mean, it's fine. This is the one where Lyle Lovett won Best Male Performer 1 year, the CMAs.
Okay.
So that's probably one that you'd think is...
What, are you going to say something about Lyle Lovett and his big band?
Well, I'm just saying, I like his music a lot, but I'm not sure that he's country. Not sure that he's country. Mm. But the ACMs were live from Las Vegas last night, and Reba hosted. She started by joking about how she had replaced Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley.
This year I'm following some guys who have done such a great job as host, Luke and Dierks. And before that, Luke and Blake. I guess they finally figured out that it only takes one woman to do the job of two men.
There you go.
Yeah, Reba.
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 Yeah. Honestly, I don't know why she hasn't been hosting it before.
Well, she's been doing other stuff.
I think that's part of it.
She's been pretty busy. And, you know, she sang last night. We watched like the last 10, 15 minutes of it. She's still got it. I mean, no doubt. She's still got her full vocal range. So Chris Stapleton led the pack. He had 8 nominations and he won 2, including Album of the Year.
Okay.
Good.
For From a Room. But he wasn't there because his wife gave birth to twin boys back in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Twins.
And I think his birthday was either Saturday or Sunday, right?
It was
last
recently.
Weekend.
Yeah. We did talk about it.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it was yesterday.
Okay. Entertainer of the Year was Jason Aldean.
Okay.
And what was that?
It's Zach making mean noises.
Oh,
honestly,
like
about country music.
I like Jason Aldean. He's okay.
Okay.
Some of his stuff's okay.
Anyway, so they did a whole lot of other stuff. And
then I think Miranda made history in winning an award for like the last 9 years in a row.
Well, she won Song of the Year for Tin Man. So that's, you got that going on. All right. So there. Good. Did you guys watch any of it?
No.
I was too busy watching the Rangers and Bartolo Colon throwing a perfect.
No kidding.
Big sexy was getting on last night.
How can a pitcher who weighs 280 pounds do that? That's
if Bartolo
amazing.
Doesn't have to work out, I don't either.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
that's my thoughts.
Again, it seems like there's always been that kind of that pitcher who can be kind of rotund and still get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. There's plenty of rotund players.
Dixie Chicks played a benefit concert in Austin Thursday night.
Really?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey's big deal.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. He played bongos.
Nice.
Which, you know, he knows how to do, right?
Right.
It was a fundraiser for Mac, Jack, and McConaughey, which is run by Matthew and Jack Ingram, and also ESPN analyst Mac Brown. You know who he is.
Yeah, we do.
The money goes to organizations to help children's education, health, and wellness. Nonprofit raised more than $7.5 million since 2013. Imagine if they had somebody other than the Dixie Chicks, how much they could have made. Oh, I'm sorry. Huey Lewis has canceled all of his tour dates for 2018, posted on Facebook that he has lost most of his hearing and can no longer hear the music well enough to sing.
Oh, really?
He has a disorder of the inner ear. He's going to try to get treatment for it, and hopefully he'll be able to come back at some point and sing. But at least for now, he cannot do that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's got to be very off-putting.
Sure.
I want to say Brian Johnson had that, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, lead singer for AC/DC.
Okay. Well, we'll see how well that turns out for him. Say 23.
For Kishinko with your money now. Shares of British ad giant WPP briefly slumped today after CEO and founder Martin Sorrell resigned over the weekend. The stock dived more than 4% in early London trading, but regained to stand almost flat. The news nevertheless has sent shockwaves through the marketing industry, which comes 10 days after WPP launched an independent probe into allegations of Sorrell's personal misconduct. through the misuse of company assets. WPP also revealed the probe had concluded, adding in a company statement, the allegation did not involve amounts that are material. Sorrell denied any wrongdoing after the allegations surfaced earlier this month. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he would ensure the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion gets built despite fierce opposition from British Columbia. The promise followed a special meeting of leaders over the weekend and follows an ultimatum issued last week by Kinder Morgan's Canadian unit. It would scrap the planned expansion unless the Canadian government settled a long simmering political dispute. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, April the 16th in 1971, Tejana superstar Selena Perez was born in Lake Jackson. She was a singer, songwriter, spokesperson, model, actress, and fashion designer. Called the Queen of Tejano Music and was one of the most celebrated Mexican-American entertainers of the late 20th century. Billboard magazine named her the top-selling Latin artist of the 1990s decade. With her collaboration with MAC Cosmetics, became the best-selling celebrity collection in cosmetics history. Media outlets called her the Tejano Madonna. She also ranks among the most influential Latin artists of all time and is credited for catapulting a music genre into the mainstream market. She won the first 8 Tejano Music Awards as Female Entertainer of the Year in 1987. Her 1992 album made her the first Tejana to sell more than 300,000 albums, and her bilingual 1995 album, Dreaming of You, hit number 1 on the National Billboard Top 100 the week it was released. On March the 31st of that year in Corpus Christi, Selena was finally shot by the founder of her first fan club. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
827, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, here you go. It's like something that, I don't know, made the biggest possible burger from Chili's ever.
Okay.
Chili's is testing a new item called the Boss Burger. Okay. Ooh. 5 different types of meat piled on top of each other.
Yeah.
Okay, it is a half-pound beef patty. A half pound.
So already a lot of beef.
Top with bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You got your jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage.
Ooh.
You got your rib meat. Mm. And then you got smoked brisket.
Too much.
Oh, we're not done.
It's not.
There's cheddar cheese.
Oh, yeah.
There's barbecue sauce.
Mm.
And, of course,
an onion ring.
Ranch dressing.
Oh.
Yeah. 1,650 calories. That is about the same as 3 Big Macs.
Oh, wait a minute. How many calories?
It says 1,650.
Oh, 1,650. I thought you said 650. Okay. I was like, surely not.
So the 3 Big Macs. They're only selling it at a few locations right now, and they're not saying where.
Like in China.
What? Yeah. So we'll have to call around and see if we can find one.
Well, I guess on my weekly visit to Chili's, I'll just have to ask.
Do you do a weekly visit to Chili's?
No, I haven't been to Chili's in a while.
Okay, well.
But it is good. I do like it.
You could do this. Why don't you do a little investigative reporting today?
Oh,
call Chili's and let's see if they, in fact, are one of the places that, again, it's called the Boss Burger.
Yep.
And if that's the case, maybe we can get Mr. Dad. Oh, they don't say the price of it either.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask. That's a lot of food.
Well, that's okay. Well, we'll just, you know, we'll get the credit card.
Yeah.
Whenever it costs us too much, we just go get the
and
credit
I'll just
card.
And I'll take a video, a time-lapse video of me eating all of it. There you go.
And then you curled up on the bench afterwards, yeah. Right?
Exactly. Did you, now I did go to Outback not that long ago. Have you seen the thing with the Bloomin' Onion, cheese fries, and ribs?
Yeah, we've talked about it on the show.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, right. We did. Yeah,
well,
we did.
I need to try that out too.
Did you try it?
No, I figured I would just stick with the steak, but I'm gonna try that.
That's what the company credit card's for.
That's right.
Got to do show
investigative
research.
Investigative reporting.
Here's a happy thought to begin the week. If he hasn't figured it out yet, and all too often narcissists don't, there will never be a President Mark Zuckerberg. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. Only a year ago, Zuckerberg was generally viewed as a still rising genius, ready to remake the world in his own image. He was traveling to every state, meeting average people. He was running for something, probably president of the United States, eventually. Last week changed all that. Instead of a powerful and confident business leader, what the world saw was a shifty, evasive, awkward, and squeaky-voiced billionaire man-boy dressed in a cheap and poorly tailored business suit, sitting on a 4-inch booster seat so he could see over the table. It was a modern version of that scene from The Wizard of Oz when Toto pulls back the curtain.
The great Oz has spoken.
Don't know about you, but my thought is that last week on Capitol Hill is about as close to the White House as Mark Zuckerberg will ever get. I'm Kim Commando. I've got some big dinner plans for my family coming this week, and it doesn't involve restaurants or takeout or even grocery shopping. Here on the Kim Commando Show each week, I tell you all about simple recipes, gourmet touches and flavors, delivered right to your door with garden fresh pre-measured ingredients. Just go to HelloFresh.com, choose from a variety of recipes across veggie, classic, and family plans. Then your meals arrive with easy-to-follow full-color instructions. With HelloFresh, you'll whip up dinner in just 30 minutes or less. And there are lots of one-pot recipes for speedy cooking and minimal cleanup after a busy day. After 2 or 3 weeks of HelloFresh, you'll love your new dinner routine. I know I do, because of how simple and fun it is to cook and enjoy delicious home-cooked meals. For a limited time, get $30 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off your first order. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station man was arrested early yesterday morning for drunk driving after getting his truck stuck on railroad tracks south of Welburn. According to the DPS arrest report, 19-year-old Michael Lamon II turned off Welburn Road to the former Wade Road, one of two county roads that were closed almost 2 years ago in a deal with Union Pacific. UP reports Lamon was not in the truck when it was struck by a train shortly after 3 a.m. No one on the train was injured, and the tracks were reopened about 2 hours after the crash. Another drunk driving arrest followed a crash and car fire outside a Bryan convenience store. 60-year-old Philip Baucus of Bryan was charged with DWI with 3 prior convictions following the crash and fire at the Shell C store at 29th and Barrick. More than 4.5 years ago, a Bryan man admitted to drunk driving for the third time. He was recently arrested on a charge of violating conditions of his community supervision. According to documents from Brazos County District Court, 53-year-old Rigoberto Beltran is scheduled to make his next court appearance May 30th. A 5-year-old was taken into protective custody and his mother was arrested after the boy was caught chasing children with a large kitchen knife.
The mother of the children being chased around the grounds of the Rails Apartments in College Station on Dominick told police she confronted the 5-year-old and got the knife without anyone being hurt. The boy returned to his apartment where he was alone when he was contacted by officers. His mother showed up 2.5 hours after officers arrived. 24-year-old Irene Martinez was arrested for child abandonment and child endangerment, and a 2-year-old warrant for driving with an invalid license. The 5-year-old was placed with Child Protective Services. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a group wanting the College Station City Council to stop a ban on aggressive dog breeds in apartment complexes. Abigail Fields of the organization Free the Breeds was among the public speakers at the last council meeting.
We took a poll in the community and we found that 52% of the people that we talked to have either not been able to get the type of dog that they wanted or even gotten a dog at all when they wanted one just because of the restrictions of apartment complexes.
Fields says while pit bulls, German shepherds, Dobermans, and Rottweilers can be aggressive, it depends on how the dogs are trained.
We think it would be awesome to have a program that allows dogs to go through training and certification to be considered safe dogs, even if they are an aggressive breed, because it's a safe dog itself rather than just generalized in the breed stereotypes.
There was no response from the council due to state law, which does not allow comment on items not on the agenda. Getting more zoning protections for homeowners in Bryan has become a little easier. That's after the Bryan City Council last week amended the ordinance on creating neighborhood conservation districts. The council expanded the ability to get neighborhood protections in the South College and any historical preservation district in Bryan. City Manager Keene Register reported staff is still researching a request from Mayor Andrew Nelson and Councilman Mike Sutherland to add those protections in plan development districts.
As we discussed earlier, it doesn't really make sense the way that our current plan development ordinances are set up, but staff is going to bring something back to you at a future date that will hopefully be able to include those into this ordinance.
Right. So I understand that the plan development is a separate ordinance, which is not even something we can address on the agenda tonight.
Right.
Last week's council action also extended the time period to collect petition signatures from 6 to 9 months. The president of the Bryan School Board, who was one of two members who voted against a voluntary separation agreement with former Superintendent Tommy Wallace a year and a half ago, is ready to move on. Mark McCall was asked during our show whether the board will pursue restitution for the district's costs in Wallace's lawsuit to block employee records.
We realize that there's definitely still questions that need to be answered, and that information will be coming out.
Online at WTAW.com are two recordings of Wallace and charges against Wallace from his former senior staff that were released by BISD following a court order and the expiration of Wallace's appeal period. Wallace has started his second year as superintendent in the Kirbyville district north of Beaumont. And for the second time in as many months, the state fire marshal was a part of a Bryan City Council meeting. Chris Keneally announced the Bryan Fire Department has met the requirements of a new third-party independent inspection program.
You have a team of chiefs from around the state that come in and do an assessment. It is a rigorous process. Bryan Fire Department did not have to do this. And so it's to their credit that they went through this process, because it reaffirms to you and the council, city manager, and most of all to the citizens of Bryan, that their fire department are doing what the fire service says that a fire department should be doing.
Bryan is one of 16 fire departments in Texas that have what Keneally says is a best practices department. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 49 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Aggieland HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining.
But
there, that's better. Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, there you go, 838, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Brilliant sunshine across the region for today. Temperatures, they'll be anywhere from 75 to 80. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. High pressure stays in control of the pattern tomorrow. More sunshine, breezy, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, turning partly cloudy, lows 60 to 65. We're partly sunny Wednesday with the chance of a shower. Temperatures on Wednesday, they're going to approach 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so we all tried, you know, we had a call earlier this morning, a guy saying that he had gotten an email that it was a scam, just to kind of remind people that that sort of stuff is out there. Well, now it's turned around to kind of bite an attorney in the butt. His name is John Barrett. He's an attorney in West Virginia. And he won a $61 million verdict against Dish Network Corporation on their behalf, this group, after a company contractor badgered people while making phone calls to them. He would, you know, he's a telemarketer. All right, so he's trying to let people know that they are part of this class action suit and they've got money coming. They won't believe him. They hang up on him when he calls. He leaves a voicemail and they don't return the call because they think it's a scam. Because we've always heard if it's too good to be true,
right,
it probably is. Mm-hmm. Now, they talked about a guy named Douglas Pierce who remembers getting a letter in the mail about this verdict that took place last November. He said, quote, "I thought it was something like Publishers Clearing House that you get in the mail all the time, like you could be a winner." Well, in fact, this guy's supposed to get $18,000 as a settlement from this $61 million verdict. He doesn't believe it. He got a call from the attorney personally, so he called a friend of his who was an attorney, and the guy said, yeah, go ahead and move forward with it. There's another guy who's supposed to receive $30,000 because he received 25 calls from Dish, and so he's part of the class action suit. But now, an attorney who has won a judgment about people getting badgered on the phone cannot get people to return his calls so they really can get money back because they think it's a scam. How's that for bizarre?
Jeez.
8% return rate on the calls that he's made. 8%.
Wow.
And so what are you going to do? I mean, when do you know if it's true and it's not? And
yeah.
Generally, we think it's probably not. Okay, Chelsea, here's our space segment.
Okay.
Space news.
NASA's next exoplanet hunting spacecraft ready to lift off later today.
Sweet.
Space.com says that the transitioning exoplanet survey satellite.
Sure.
Of course.
TESS. See, we're going to call it TESS. Ready to go. Go at 5:32 this afternoon, our local time. It'll be over at Cape Canaveral. It's more of that SpaceX stuff.
Uh-huh.
So now the idea here is that they believe that there are these exoplanets out there that we really need to be checking out. So it will be in Earth orbit, the correct Earth orbit, starting in June, a long and looping orbit, so you can talk to people about that.
I went ahead and bookmarked space.com.
Great.
So I had easy access to it to keep up with all the space headlines.
Because you want to know, exactly.
Yeah.
Space.com.
But here's the other deal. Earth is not ending later this month. There is no mystery planet called Nibiru emerging from the solar system that was supposed to smash into our planet and basically destroy it.
Only one can survive.
I barely slept last night.
Yeah, I know, worried about that. Yeah. Mashable.com says the latest doomsday conspiracy theory first cropped up in 2003, then again in 2012, and at least twice last year, but it's still nowhere to be found. We can thank Fox News website for the latest doomsday prediction. April the 23rd, that's next Monday, was supposed to be the end of the world now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And also, NASA actively tracking and seeking out any and all objects in space just so they can save us in case there's something out there that we've missed. Because there might be a planet. You know, space is big.
It's really large.
There may be a planet.
I do know that much about space.
There's a planet headed this way that could get us in trouble.
Hey, a planet might take us out, but not after we get a little bit of it, too.
That's right.
Just saying. We're big enough. We can leave a big dent.
Yeah, we'll leave a mark. South Carolina lawmakers proposing a ban on the sale of energy drinks to minors after a deadly incident linked to high amounts of caffeine. Last April, David Kripe, 16-year-old sophomore, suddenly collapsed at his South Carolina high school. In the 2 hours prior, he drank a soda, a latte, and an energy drink. Medical examiner told his parents, son died from caffeine-induced cardiac event.
Wow.
Yeah. South Carolina lawmakers have introduced a bill that would ban the sale of energy drinks to anybody under 18. The state rep who wrote the legislation said if passes, the law will treat energy drinks just like we do alcohol.
Well, what about coffee and the Coke
that
he drank?
I don't know. That's right. That's the other thing is there are other ways.
And I wonder how large and what kind of energy drink that was. Only because, you know, a soda and a coffee just doesn't seem like that much, but man.
Yeah, it's not that much, but you can take my Dr. Pepper from my cold, lifeless hand.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I have to pry it out of it.
All right. Woman's obituary led federal agents straight to a fugitive. Police say that Stephen Michael Paris escaped from an Oklahoma prison nearly 40 years ago.
Jeez.
Wow.
And has evaded them ever since, but investigators tracked him down after his mama passed away and her obituary mentioned she had a son living in Houston.
Oh, wow.
Federal marshals later arrested 58-year-old Paris at an office building where he'd been allegedly working under a fake name.
They confirmed his identity.
Yep.
Hey, he gave it a good run.
He escaped from a correctional facility in 1981 after having been sentenced on drug charges.
So for every year that you have evaded them, does that add like another 5 years on your sentence?
I don't know how they do that. But again, hiding in plain sight.
Right.
I mean, that's what I would say. I'd be like, hey, we're not even mad. We're just impressed.
Yeah, and you think about, they say that it was a false identity, a fake name, but, you know, there had to be Social Security. You know he's been working. He's been getting paid.
Right.
How many times do you have to give your social or your driver license or something?
You have to prove your identity,
You have to prove who you are. It would seem like at some point it might have...
It would catch up to him.
But there we go.
That's crazy.
That's how it happened.
Mama's obit.
Great news. Netflix putting together an SCTV reunion special. If you're an old person, you remember SCTV. Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, Andrea Martin, Catherine O'Hara, Martin Short, Dave Thomas. They were all in there. The show will be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and taped in front of a live audience on May the 13th. So...
They've also got a Lost in Space reboot, by the way.
Hey, now, did you hear the promo for that?
No, I've watched it.
Now,
I watched the first two episodes.
Now, Lost in Space used to be a funny, a little comical type. I mean, yes, Danger Will Robinson, we got all that. But they weren't in really serious danger.
Yeah.
And the Professor something or another was kind of a comical character. But this one sounded much more dark, much more foreboding. Was it?
No. It was much more dark. They find themselves in some life risking situations very early on.
So. Well, all right. So we got that going on. 34-year-old New York State man ate the hottest chili pepper in the world, landed in the hospital.
Ew.
After developing what he called thunderclap headaches.
Oh, wow.
According to researchers, the chili pepper he ate, called a Carolina Reaper, caused reversible cerebral vasoconstriction, which is called RCVS, a group of disorders distinguishing narrowing blood vessels in the brain. So, again, thunderclap headaches. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound fun.
It doesn't sound fun.
Study of the by the authors wrote that hot peppers have never previously been suspected of causing these things, but that could be big news if it does.
Right.
On a pain scale of 1 to 10, this guy said that the thunderclap was a solid 10.
Ooh.
Didn't say how long it lasted or how often it struck him, but there you are.
That's bizarre.
Just go easy
Another
on that
reason
stuff.
Not to eat the peppers.
Really? Really? The Internet of Things. Do you know what the Internet of Things is? Well, it's stuff that talks through the Internet, like your air conditioning unit or your ceiling fan. More and more people are doing those, and as a result, hackers are getting into them and now getting into the security systems of hotels. We'll have that story for you in just a minute.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hey, good morning. About 9 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So the Internet of Things. This is stuff like air conditioning systems or TVs that can be connected through the Internet, and what they do is they don't have a lot of security, so hackers can actually get through to a network through something like this Internet of Things, like through a TV or an air conditioner. So because the devices are hooked up to the Internet, because they need to talk, that allows the live streaming of data and thus can be monitored and hacked. Nicole Egan, who is the CEO of a cybersecurity special company called DarkTrace, said her company worked on a case where an unnamed casino was hacked via a thermometer in an aquarium lobby. My thought is there's the Mirage. If you've been in the Mirage, there's a big, behind the check-in desk, there's a giant aquarium right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is really kind of cool.
Yeah.
The attackers used it to get a foothold in the network. They then found the high roller database and pulled that back across the network, out through the thermostat, and up into the cloud. So they were able to steal it through that.
That is crazy.
I know. But you think the deal is this. If there are people who know that very specialized thing, and they want to do something bad, there's not a whole lot you can do about that.
No.
Because you go to the casino, and you say, okay, we need to put a security system in for the thermostat for the aquarium. Huh? But you do. That's what happens. That's the kind of smart criminals we have these days. All right. Guy in Oakland, California, uploaded a video from his Nest IQ outdoor camera, speaking of the Internet of Things, okay? That's your Nest. That's the thing that's your thermostat. But it also is tied to, for instance, a camera outside your door, much like the Ring system, okay? Mm-hmm. It shows a delivery guy trying to deliver a package from Amazon at the man's home. Trying, in this case, means because the delivery driver didn't want to climb the stairs to get to the front door, he attempted to throw the package up there.
There you go.
It fell short the first time, but the delivery driver made it on the second attempt. Never tried to climb the stairs, just threw the package up there.
And everything was fine in the package?
Don't know. Guess so. Hello.
I remember hearing a story from one of our local ISDs, IT people, years back, that they had problems with teachers bringing in their own little printers because they didn't want to walk down the halls of the central printer.
Okay.
And their wireless signals were a backdoor, unsecured backdoor into the network.
And see, exactly.
So they had to walk the entire, all the campuses and remove all the contraband printers.
Wow, thanks. Think about it.
Hackers, they're out there, man.
That's all it takes is that if they're hackers who you know, want to do something
straight
about
up
that.
Hacking.
All right, if I say to you the SS William B. Keene, you have any idea what that is?
No.
Okay. That was one of the ships that was destroyed in the Texas City disaster that happened on this date in 1947. It was the deadliest industrial accident in U.S. history and one of history's largest non-nuclear explosions. What happened was originally a French vessel called the SS Grandchamp, which was docked on port, had 2,200 tons of ammonium nitrate. We know what that is now. At detonated, it killed more than 600 people on this date in 1947.
Dang French, man.
Don't hear about it anymore, though, do you? You don't
no.
hear about that. But, you know, obviously people in Texas City remember that 600 people died on this date. Also, Uncle Walter became the anchor of the CBS Evening News on this date in 1962.
Wow. Walter Cronkite.
Most trusted man in America. If Uncle Walter told it, it must have been true.
Must have been true.
Yeah, and the great thing about him is that you never knew what his political leanings were.
Yeah. Later we found out he's pretty liberal.
Right. But I mean, yeah. He played it down the middle.
Yeah, that needs a Texas Longhorn. Besides.
Oh, is he really? I didn't know
Oh,
that.
Yeah, graduated from the University of Texas.
His journalism school is Arizona State, though.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. I guess he must have given a lot of
yeah.
money there, but
yeah,
he's a UT grad. All right, okay. 4 minutes till.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
Well, here she is. What do you think?
Buddy, you said you got a new car. That's a golf cart.
No, it's the Onward from Club Car, a new personal transportation vehicle. Gets me to the club, all around the neighborhood, and the golf course.
That is a nice ride.
It's more than nice. I get fresh air, save on fuel, and cut down on wear and tear on my other car. Plus, you can personalize it with genuine Club Car accessories. Pick your favorite color, gas or electric, lifted or non-lifted, and 2 or 4 passenger. Mary loves to drive it over to the neighbors for game nights.
That does sound pretty good. Where did you say you got your Onward?
Aggieland Golf Cars. Ah, I can see your wheels turning.
I'm just thinking about how to make my Onward better than yours.
Onward from Club Car. Great for getting around your neighborhood, your property, and even the golf course. Go to clubcar.com or find yours locally at Aggieland Golf Cars on Highway 30. Sales, service, parts, rentals. That's Aggieland Golf Cars, your authorized Club Car dealer. Financing available on-site. Shop now at AggielandGolfCars.com.
Couple of minutes till. Here's the commercial from Walter.
We start each day with wide-eyed opportunities for learning, with a curiosity to discover, a responsibility to explore, and with a couple of breakfast tacos. What starts here changes the world.
There you go. Walter.
Walter.
Aside from that, everything's
Walter.
Fine. He's a real nice guy, aside from that. Just saying.
He had an awesome mustache.
Yeah, he did. Okay, so now later this week, maybe not tomorrow, but later this week, Zach going to do some research to find out if the 1,700-calorie Boss Burger
from
will be available at the Chili's here.
I'm going to call them right at, well, I guess they're not open
when they
yet,
open,
but,
yeah. Anyway, but that's...
Unless Chili's started serving breakfast.
Yeah, that'd be something.
That would be.
So, Fortnite, do you know this? This is an online video.
Yes.
Wow.
Even if you don't play Fortnite...
You've heard about
Fortnite.
Yep. It can be played on PCs, game systems, iPhones, and iPads. Some teachers confiscating phones... when kids are caught playing it in class.
Mm-hmm.
Epic Games, it's the maker of Fortnite, recently added a warning to the game's loading screen asking students not to play during class.
School.
Okay, well, we have to be told not to do that? Is that where we are? We're to the point where you need to tell the student.
People are pretty obsessed with it.
What does it do? Do we know?
It's just a video game.
All right.
You enter like a game with 100 other players or 99 other players.
Right.
And then if you're the last one alive at the end, then you win.
Oh, okay. One of those. It's like that HQ thing, right? The
All
right.
I saw that. Someone playing that this weekend. Yeah.
Oh, and?
They just said it's extremely hard. Well, it's really hard to get past even like the first couple of questions.
Money to be made, and then you can always brag after you do that. Don't forget The Voice is on tonight at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
It's new. The top 24 perform. American Idol is tonight, too. That's at 7 o'clock. And if you care, Natalie Wood, An American Mystery. That'll be on Discovery. That's a new special examining her mysterious death.
Okay.
It'll be at 9 o'clock tonight if you care. It's going to be 80 today and all week long. The weather's going to be pretty nice. A Bryant Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station Bryant's 9 o'clock.